USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Annapolis, Maryland, the Capital Gazette comes out with an edition this morning, despite the fact that just hours earlier, five of its employees were shot and killed, two others injured when a gunman with a vendetta against the paper opened fire at the newspaper's offices.
Governor Larry Hogan says he is absolutely devastated. In a tweet, President Trump says, "My thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families." Senator Chris Van Hollen says, "My heart is with the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims. We must unite to end the violence."
Reporter Jill Powell, 38-year-old Gerald Ramis of Laurel, according to police, had a grudge against the paper for how he was portrayed in an article 7 years ago after pleading guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Playtime's over for the bankrupt Toys R Us chain. It officially closes its remaining U.S. stores today. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Vice President Mike Pence in Guatemala meeting with three Central American government leaders and delivering a message for them to stop migrants from heading to the United States illegally.
Driven by the misguided belief that they can ignore the laws of the United States and enter our nation without consequences, I say with great respect to the presidents gathered here, this exodus must end. It is a threat to the security of the United States.
That is more than 1,000 people gathered near Capitol Hill late yesterday protesting the government's immigration policies. Nearly 600 arrests made at a so-called Women's March, where some of the protesters were chanting, "Abolish ICE." There are to be similar demonstrations in cities across the nation, as well as in Washington again tomorrow. Fire crews finally getting a line around the Pawnee Fire in Northern California. It's burned nearly 14,000 acres northwest of Sacramento, but it's now finally 50% contained. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
First Lady Melania Trump in Arizona visiting a shelter for migrant children and thanking U.S. immigration officials in Tucson, saying she wants to help migrant kids and families however she can. President Trump signing that executive order last week, which did end the controversial policy of separating migrant kids from their parents. A top Democrat says the Senate should push pause on confirming a new Supreme Court justice until the Russia probe is over. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker saying, "We have a president who's the subject of a criminal investigation," and he says, quote, "We should push pause on confirming a new justice because of a possible conflict of interest." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, an advisor to the president, Ivanka Trump, presenting the 18th annual Trafficking in Persons report. John Clemens has details.
The report highlighted how the Trump administration has been working to elevate the issue of human trafficking. Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice by a corrupt regime.
I'm John Clemens.
Remember, you can catch us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.